wir simmen nun gimmel tief vog ein memanen now the lochus which we are learning about is a minu we're appointing a shatz kavua that's what we are speaking about so ein memanen one should not be memana elami shenismale is a konai that he has a full beard we'll speak about this later what falls into the category of a full beard But he should be nismal zekonai mipnei kvoid hatzibo. Because this is the covet of the tzibo. The tzibo, it's kvoid shemayim also. That means the tzibo is choosing someone who is an ish. That means it's nika that he's an ish. He's nismal zekonai. So then... So to be memane someone, to appoint someone, to be a shatz kavua, when he doesn't have a full beard, we're not permitted to. Avol bakroi, but if it's only, not aminui, we're making him, he's a shatz kavua. Avol bakroi, if it's only a temporary Tvila that he's davening for the Amid, Vishay Vishtei Sarah, so if he's 13 years old, Yochaleret with Nea Teve, because that's not called, there's no Minui, he's not being appointed. This is only a temporary anoga that he's davening now for the Amid. Ubelvad, so we're saying Akroi is only Mutush Le Yisman HaMipi Yatsibu HaMipish Le Yatsibu HaMaman Ois Elokim Be'olom Le Yisalel Ba'adoi Le Itim Yiduim. That means, if, let's say, there's a chazan, and the chazan somehow, every other Monday, he has difficulties in davening for the Amid, so he's appointing this bochor that he should daven every other Monday. So that's called a kviyas already. So then that's also, that means kviyas isn't, if you kveya about tefillah, that is not nismale zekonai, that he should be the shliach tzibur, this is called, it's a zilzul in the kveida tzibur. Before we see the Mishnah Berurah, I'd just like to mention, they bring down from Rav Shlomo Zalman and others, that in Rav Shmuel Vosner, that in the yeshiva, where the mispalim alone are bochim, that are not nismalei zekonim, so then this doesn't apply. This applies by a shul, that the mispalim are older, so then their shliach should also have the smila of nismalei zekonim. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah Sifkotin Chav Gimel Hatzibur. Ve'ein ha-tzibo yecholem limchel al kvoidam bazeh. The tzibo is not permitted to be moichel al this. That's a zilzul in the kvoid ha-tzibo if they're memane such as shat. Bakroi, kol ze b'shah yemois ha-shone, so bakroi is muta. Avo b'tainiyois o b'reish ha-shone v'yem ha-kipurim, So these are chamodike tefillas, afila bakroi, emeridin lemish loy nismali zekonai. V'gam bozei lohokal afila yidei mechilas atzibo, that means even though this also won't help yidei mechilas atzibo, these manim, shishoni yem ekipurim and yem atainis. Now, it's very interesting, the Bir Aloche brings down a prima godim says, what if you have someone, a 14-year-old, became Rahman and Islam and Ovo, so he has to daven for the Yomim. So the prima godim says, im dafilu im hu Ovo layeh lefnei ha-teve b'kva im loinis mali zekone. That means here we're playing with the covet of the tzibur, which they're not bailim to be moichalam. So that's what the Bir Aloche brings down from the Prima Godem. The Piskei Tshuvos brings down that the Minhag Ga'olam is that we are Mekel, that if you have a novel on the Loinus Malei Zekonai, she does daven, that the somehow that we don't go according to the letter of the law in such a case. Mishahevi Shteisar, so he said, but Akroi is mutter, if even though it's not Nismal Lezakoni. Rotzoloima, Achav Shegir Li Gimel Shonim. That means if he's 13 years old, so then I can, then the Saris are a Simon of Gadol. So Koinim Le Mahani Yasaris. But less than 13, Saris doesn't help. Ba'ayin b'mogen Avrom Shekosav, the Mistome ain't Tzorch Livdek Achav Saris Pazet. It is not necessary to be boydik if he hears Saris, to be dover the Rabbonon Azlinim Basarube, that means there is a roiv. Roiv v'amitzvah bochrim, they have saris when they become bar mitzvah. That means that when they become a mitzvah, they grow to the proper shia. So there's a roiv. So I rely on roiv. There's a prima godem that says there is a miyut hamotzui that don't have Saris. So that's why, so when it comes to Adarabonon, we are makel tefillas Adarabonon. When it comes to Adarais that we mentioned before, like saying Kiddush to be Maitzi, someone who's chayv to Kiddush be Adarais, or be a shailah of a Parsha Zohar, these things which are Adarais, then we will not rely on Chazaka Derovet. Why between the Godim Shekos of the Rambam, the Sefer Tefillah Adarais, according to the Rambam, that holds that this machlokes is the Rambam or Rambam. Rambam holds tefillas at the Rabbonon, and the Rambam holds that this many tefillah at the Rabbonon, but tefillas at the Reise. Yosel Lashat, Yosel Lohitzi, the Acherim betefillah. So then, if I don't know if he's a Godel, he can be Moitzi, Hachinei de Bavadi, Shevi, Shtei Saris. So, but others say Bismaneinu the shatz is not moitzi side by side because we daven alone, only that he says kedusha and kaddish. So this could be is also only a rabbonin, and a rabbonin we could be say machan chazok ederovet yiduim. So he says, but the Mechaba was very firm. The Mechaba says you cannot appoint someone who's Shalainis Malay Zekonai, even for Zmanim Yiduim. That means once in 2 weeks he's going to daven for the Yomit. That's called, he's a Shas Kavua. He doesn't daven every day, but that's called a Kvius. Every other Monday he davens. So that's called a Kvius, you can't appoint him. Ve'ein bechlau ze im minu akol shiyu muchan lispalo im ifomim la'i achazim beis haknes shiyam mitzeh lispalo. He says, but what if there was the appointment as follows? If the Shas won't be here, you will daven for the Yomit. So he says, that alone is not problematic, because theoretically, I'm not appointing him. If the shatz won't be, or what if the shatz will be here all the time? So you'll never daven. So that's what the Mechaber says, that's called a minui, if you appoint him once in 2 weeks when the shatz won't be here, because we're saying a definite time, and this time I want you to be the shatz. So you can't appoint someone who is playing a smiley zekonoi, even though it's once every 2 weeks, once a month. But if the appointment is that if there won't be a shatz, you should daven, so that's not called, there was a kvius. Who says there won't be a shatz? Just hang on. And that possibility, you'll daven. So that's not called a kvius, so that's mutter. Aim is a cloud, there's a mikra kavua, kim and chef, she's for yavu deikah. Leyosra mikavua, leitim yiduim, shaboyse, yeshu kavua, babadai. If I tell him if there won't be a shatz, you should be the shatz, it's also awesome. That means akroy means I didn't make any appointments, now there's no shatz, I come over with them and approach my shatz, that's called akroy. Im ein sim zayin, im ein sham misha yadei li yishliach tzibur, what? If you don't have anyone that can daven. Ki im ben yud gimel shana v'yayim echot, mutim shehush lirtzim b'mishir batl mirshmai kadosh, kdusha kadosh. That means this whole chaymel, that is, it's dismissing the cover of the tzibur, if the shatz is not, is nismalei zekonai, that's tak, if you have a different baal tefillah. So appointing him as the baal tefillah, so that's taking away from the cover of the tzibur. But if there's no one else to daven, he's the only one that can daven, so then he's a chishadav. Tzivches, mi she'enai baal zokim. What if he, a beard doesn't grow by it? So we just said, you need nismala is a comment. So it says as follows, kol shen niker boy, she'egiyah lechlal shonim, she'roi lihismala is a comment. That means if he's the of the age, that normally every person at this age has a beard, so he's considered, he's called an ish, because at this age, normally people have beards. Nismala is a konei karinem beg. So it's called he has a beard. It's not growing by him, but upon him, he's the age of a ish. Hilkach, therefore, ben esrim shona afapi she'ein lo izokin b'manin lo izay. So he's 20 years, and by 20 years, most people have beards, and God, he doesn't have a beard. So that's called, he's called Nismali Zekonai. So Lecheret comes out from this if a person shaves. So it's also called Nismali Zekonai. Nismali Zekonai means is not, the beard is of the essence. The beard is a simen that he's old enough to be considered that this agavra and ish. And that she is by 20 years old people, that's the teferis of the Adam. So Al Kapona, by 20 years old, that's called, he's Nismali Zekonai. Even by him, if he doesn't grow a beard, didn't grow a beard, then it's called Nismali Zekonai. Yeah, that's nothing grew, but he's 20 years old. Agav Ichein Imhoyoloi Zokan Afilo Ma'at. What if he had a small beard? Now, small beard means that it's growing all over his face, but the hairs are very small, but that's called Nismali Zekonim. So we have here, Shiyurim in the Nismali Zekonim. If he's 20 years old, so then nothing is growing by him, it's called Nismali Zekonim. It could be Memanehim. And if his face is full, there's a beard growing in his whole face, but the sides, the hairs are very short, that's also called Nismali Zekonai. Yeah, that is these are two things. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Bishen leizotn v'figilsus agob m'seches soifrim yetodin zebetin mini asos m'bubu b'siftes v'ak we didn't learn about that soris yet. So now we'll see siftes. Soris yesh aimrim shemuta l'manoisai imhu ben esre. Now let us just elaborate a little bit before we'll see the Mishnah Berurah. There are The halacha, now we were learning halacha we need for a minoy to appoint the kviyas about tefillah. He has to have the smile of and the smile of zekonai. And the smile of zekonai is we're 18 with a small beard, 24 without. But that's in the union of zekonai. He is considered he has a beard. That's an inyan of shivas of kavod hatzibur. Now there's an inyan of beis saris that kozman, someone doesn't bring the beis saris, he's a kozman. When he brings the beis saris, he becomes a godel. So theoretically, a bar mitzvah bocher becomes a godel because normally at that time there's the tzmicha of the beis saris, so he's a godel. So there is no problem at all about Godel. The problem is only out Kvayt HaTzibur. So Kvayt HaTzibur, so the Kviyas is also Akroy is Mutter. That's what we're learning till now. Now, let us speak about Asoris. Asoris is a person who will never bring Beisaris. He will never bring Beisaris. That means this Simon Godless, what a normal person has, a Soris doesn't have. A Sogas doesn't have the he doesn't bring Shteis Aretz. So now, by a Sogas, we always have a Sofik. Is he a Kotten? Is he a Godel? I don't know what he is. Now, if he's 20 years old and he brings Simone Sarissus, that means there are certain Simonim, he has a voice like a woman, and different, there are different Simonim that he has, and he's 20 years old and he brings Simone Sarissus, and he did not bring Shteis Aretz. So then I know he is a Soris, I know he'll never bring Shteis Aretz, and he's a Godel from Bar Mitzvah. I mean, still he's 20, I don't know what he is, could be. He's not a Soris, could be. He'll bring Shteis Aretz, but when he's 20 years old and he didn't bring Shteis Aretz and he bought Simone Sarissus, then I know he's a Godel. He's a Godel for sure. Let's not talk about a beard, he'll never have a beard. So now, what is the deal? So Soris Yesh Aimrim, Shemutel Lemanoisim Hu Ben Esrim. So if he's 20 years old, and he has Simone Sarissus, and also, I know he's a Godel because he didn't bring Shteis Aretz by 20. So I know he's a Godel, so now I can use him for a shot. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Soris, Tahainu Sheniru Boy Simone Soris, there are different Simonim that show that he's a Soris. Tilafochi. Because if he didn't bring Simon Isrisis, given to a heavy Shteis Aretz, and we need a dying who cotton, so who says he's a Soris? Maybe he's a cotton, and he's really a cotton, so we can't be Soimachan, because we're Simon on Hasty. So we're talking about if he's 20 years old, and he bought Simon Isrisis, so now I know he'll never bring Saris, so now I know he became a Godel from 13. So now, and I find this out when he's 20, so now the aloche is, this is the aloche that he can be a Baal Tefillah. Marshal b'chulon simen me'kosot shei lemanos soris b'gnai hu l'tzibo. That this is a person that will never come to the shleimus of a zocho, so b'meile, so he should not be appointed as a shatz. Ben esrim the koidim. If he's less than 20, if he'll need a by Simon Isoris, the lavochi la yuchali yeshas, if he'll be kloide dain hukot. That means Kozman is not 20. I don't know if he's a Soris or not. When he's 20, and there's no Soris and the Simon is recent, then I know he's a God. Fine. Now we'll talk about a very interesting halacha. Sif Yud. Yesh lumayt schus. Al metoymosh shenoyegim shaktanim yodim lisnei atevel ispalu tfilis alvis b'maitzoy shabosis. Now there were certain places, and perhaps the reason of this minig was that there were nebuch yisaimim that were ktanim. Maitzoy shabos is gvaldik schust for the nifter of a child, davens maitzoy shabos, like Mitzvah Shabbos and the Shabbos go back to Gehenna. It's a schus if you have a child davening Mitzvah Shabbos. Now, but he left over a Yosem, which is a Kot. So now, there were Mekoymes that were Mekel to daven a Kot to daven Maida. They spoke about Mitzvah Shabbos because the minute was Mitzvah Shabbos was a time when the Yisraelim wanted to daven. It's a schus for the parents. But they let Ketanim daven Meirev. And what was the reason for this? How can a Kotten be about Philip? So there are two cheshbonis. One cheshbon is because Meirev is a tool without Chazoras Hashatz. So there's no Chazoras Hashatz. So only, what do you have there? You have a Bochum and Kaddish. But there's no Chazoras Hashatz. So for Bochum and Kaddish, they were mako with ktanim. Chazoras Hashatz, they were mako with ktanim. So memela, so that is Shabbos. So, but here, and then Meirev is as a reshus, Meirev is the skill, Meirev is a reshus. So with this combination, that since Meirev, there's no Chazoras Hashatz, there's only Kaddish Baruch Hu. and the Ma'ariv is Rishus. So Yesh Mekoymes, that's what the Mechaper says. Yesh Lul Meitzchus, Kibilam Meitzchus, Al Mekoymes She'noyegim She'ktanim Yodim Lufnei Ateva L'Ispalo Tzilis Arves Meitzoy Shabbos. Kibilam Meitzchus, they're not upgefragt. Zog Teremo, Hago, Ube Mekoymes She'loy Nogu, okay? The Mechaper only said, if the Minig Amokim is that they let K'tanim Davin Ma'ariv, Kibimlam etzchus, they're not from Mars. Kibimlam etzchus, don't stop them, and there's a pshat. Zog terem, obo mekoyim ish leinogu, okay, but if the minig is not like that, aim, so then we won't start such menhogim, because there's such mekoyim ish that do it. Aim, lekotin, laver, lefnei ateva, afilu betzilis alvis, afilu betzilis alvis, so the remo means, that because we're machma because of the Baruch and the Kaddish. Yeah, good, you're right, you don't have there's no chazoras hashat. But these mekaymus were makos, so we let a cotton say Baruch and Kaddish. So he said, there was such a minig, there was such a minig. But by us, we don't have such a minig, so therefore we should not permit a cotton to daven ma'ariv because of the Baruch and the Kaddish. Let us see the vial. The Mishnah Berurah, and then we'll go further. But Meitzoy Shabbos says, Hu Adin Alvis Tachil. I mean, in these places, I skipped the Mishnah Berurah. Tfilas Alvis, they let a cotton daven ma'ariv, Rufisha Ein Meitzin Esarabim Yidei Chayvosam. They're not Meitzi the Rabim, Shrei Einon Machzirin Esatul. There's no Chazoros HaShatz. I mean, if you've been Meitzi, Chazoros HaShatz, the whole purpose of Chazoros HaShatz is to be moitzi mishenei boki. So a cotton can't be moitzi. A cotton is a lav b'chiyuva. But since by Ma'ariv there's no Chazoros HaShatz, rak she'imrim Baruch Hu v'Kaddish, they only say Baruch Hu v'Kaddish, v'itamim acherim am b'shoyseh, v'chol ze nitchak rak l'kayim aminik. Now the Mechaber also did not say that you should do it. He said, yes, l'lamet aleihem schus. Ich nizalim at schus, aber hu ba'atzim yisayim day nochil l'atchad chalolas iskei. Afilu, the Mechaber also holds that it's not proper to do it. Aber kapon yes l'lamet aleihem schus. B'maitzo yishabosis, hu adin alvis tachayil. Al sheminik shenogu ba'isa mekoyim yisoy b'maitzo yishabosis. That was din yemaitzo yishabes, it were yisoy memet. To a tikkun for the neshama if a child davens Meitzoy Shabbos. And but we hold not like that. Fine. So we're finished. Now let's go back to the Gemara and we'll explain what the Gemara says. So the Gemara says, no, if there's no minig, you don't let a cotton daven. So now the Gemara says, "Afilu betfilas arvis, we will not let a cotton daven ma'ariv. Afilu igiya lechlau yud gimel shonim b'yoyim haShabbos, ein lispalol arvis shel Shabbos, reyadayin ein lo yud gimel shonim." So let me explain what the Gemara is saying over here, and then we'll see something very interesting. Now the Ramah says like this. The Ramah says, we don't let a cotton down. Period. The Kaddish and the Baruch Hu, we won't let a cotton down. Now the Ramah is saying like this. Now I'll tell you a big Yechidish. What is Leil Shabbos? This cotton is going to become Bar Mitzvah in Shabbos. Shabbos is going to come Bar Mitzvah in Shabbos. And they're davening Ma'ariv early. If they daven ma'ariv after tzei sakrichovim, so he's a godel, there's nothing more to talk about. He becomes bar mitzvah in Shabbos, ma'ariv after tzei sakrichovim, he's a godel. He can daven ma'ariv. No, but he says, we're machma, that even though they daven ma'ariv early, that means tzei sakrichovim is 7 o'clock, and he's davening ma'ariv early, 6:30, so Memela, so it's going to become in a half an hour a godel, But now he's not a Godel. So Memele, so we will be Machmer even in such a case. That means not even a real cotton we don't let to daven. No, even though a cotton which in 30 minutes is going to become a Godel, we also won't let him to daven. That's the chiddush of the Rambam. I'd like to say over a from the Roshiva that Yankim Zechayinu Lebroche. So it comes out that this is a chiddush. That means before the Rambam said we won't let a cotton daven Meiref, we will let. And a filu, a cotton that's going to become a Godel in a half an hour, also we won't let. That's the chiddush. So Rabbi Yankim is somewhere in the Kekasha. He says, why did they let a cotton daven by him? The Mekilim, why did they let? Because it's Melcha Zoros HaShad. So they let, fine. He says, Leil Shabbos, he's saying Mogen Ovis. Mogen Ovis is Chazoros HaShad. Yeah, someone can be Yates with Mogen Ovis also. Mogen Ovis is Lemes Chazoros HaShad. We say Leil Shabbos. So wait a second, you know, even Leil Shabbos, no one would be matter to daven Leil Shabbos, because there's Chazoros HaShad. So what is the Gemara saying in Chiddush? To speak about Leil Shabbos, no one would be matter Leil Shabbos, because there's Chazoros HaShad, because Mogen Ovis is the Mokim Chazoros HaShad. This is a kasha that Rashi is an Emes Liakiv. Now let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Yes. Even, yeah. Yes, as I mentioned before, because the Indian of a beard in Smali Zekonai is only a simon that he's very mature. That means that's what we say, someone is 20 years old and the beard doesn't grow by him, he can die. It's no problem. So it's not the beard, it's the maturity of 20 years that most people have beards, and the beard is a simon of he's an ish, but if he's clean shaven, now there shouldn't be a problem. And not on tzis halachim. Yeah. No, by other things. Wait, I don't know. By yomim neroim, others are machma. If he's clean shaven, that. I mean, I once asked the Rosh Shiva, Rabbi Yankov Zechayinu Livroche, he said he would be machma by yomim neroim. That some of the shots should have a beard. That I won't say from Rabbi Yankov. That's another, and that's not out to this Indian. This is another Indian with some of this other Indianim. My list that's this thing. This is Kvayda Tzibo, so less than 20 is missing in Kvayda Tzibo. He's a person that is not completely mature. That's Kvayda Tzibo. No. This is a besonder zach. This is quite that simple. Not lav dafke. So we said lav dafke the outside. You see the beard, you don't see the beard. But he's a kaponim. He's an age that most people have beards. Of course, he's mature enough to daven. That's we can use him for shots. Like this is a design of the tzibur to use a younger bal tefillah. And it's even though he has these, unless you don't have anyone else. Betulis, yeah. So now, Betulis Arvis, Mishum Boruch Hashaba, Uvuadin Shlo Yifreis Al Shma, Mishum Shama Boruch B'Shachis, Vamis Boruch Inam, Yimitza Kolotzim, Bodo Shom Shachis, Varvis, Vakod Mishay Nechai Vene Mitzimism. That's where we are Machmer, not like the first day, because of the Boruch and the Kaddish. The Harei Adai, then he says, a filu is going to become a Godel in 3 hours. What's the name of him? Koi, Mishanoi, Gimli, Spalo, Shel, Shabbos, Perib, Shabbos. Mibo, Idioim, Misham, Tais, Vishabbos, they daven earlier. Mikol, Mokim, so by me it's Shabbos already. Mikol, Mokim, Erei Adai, Lei, Nishmu, Lo, Yud, Gimu, Shon, Adleo, Shabbos. So, Tais, Vishabbos, we have the Chumris, not to do meloche, but he didn't become a godel till be Shabbos. Shetais v'Shabbos ain't a meilin yishnois yimei anar. Even though we were mekabel Shabbos, he won't become a godel. The godel is totally in the yom haChodesh when he becomes a godel. Avol mispalo b'layla arvis achetzei sakechovim. But what if he's davening Meirev? This Bar Mitzvah book is davening after Tzeiskoch, of Mutter Leirem of Nea Teve. So then he's a god already. Then there's no Shiloh whatsoever. Omar Shama Bechomokim Yudgim Lushon of Yehem Echad, a god is 13 years and a day. Moshe says Yehem Echad Yoise. Not he has to be another day older. L'Roi Tzvom Yishel says Yudgim Shonim Shloimis B'Yehem O'Yehem. We need 13 complete days, 13 complete years, but for Kichasom, Mikza Shoyis, if it's missing an hour, he's not a Gogol yet. Hilkach, Miyad Betchilas Laila, as the minute it becomes night, Nismalu Shanoisa Vahavi Gogol, Nikadaba. Vahafilu, Noilad Biyoim Rosh Hashanah Koidem Bein Hashmoshes. He was born right before Bein Hashmoshes. Let's say the Shkia was the face, 6 o'clock, and he was born a minute before six. So he's born Rosh Hashanah. Aleph Tishrei is born Rosh Hashanah. Nase ba mitzvah betchilas leh Rosh Hashanah shosh nas yodalet. So that when 13 years later, he becomes a godot. That means he was born a minute before the Shkia in Rosh Hashanah. And so becomes a godel at the minute of Tzeiset Kachovim Leil Rosh Hashanah. That means the minute becomes Aleph Tishrei, he's a godel. It doesn't matter. He was born later in the day. He was born a minute before the Shkia. But he becomes a godel Aleph Tishrei. If he was born Aleph Tishrei, it's irrelevant when he was born Aleph Tishrei. He was born a minute before the Bein Hashmoshes, his birthday is Aleph Tishrei. So 13 years later, as soon as it becomes Aleph Tishrei, which theoretically is 23 hours before, Kaponim, he becomes now a Godel. We don't call Bosa Meisles. That means doesn't have to have full. As soon as he hits Aleph Tishrei, he becomes a Godel. Siv Yud Aleph. Shliach tzibur shemarech betfilosoi kdei shishmu koilei oreg. He has a beautiful voice, and he wants to daven to be mechabed Rabbein Shalom with his voice. Im hu machma shesameach beliboi al sheinoisein haidor l'Hashem yisboch. He's happy. He's able to express his feelings through his voice. He mentioned yesterday that the tafkid of a shatz is he's moishech the lev, the koil can be moishech the lev. That means that's what I once saw someplace. Someone walked into the Beis HaMikdash and they heard the shir of the Levian was moishech. He came out of the Beis HaMikdash, the shir had a moishech effect on the lev. So if a person wants to be mechabed, the Rabbi Shalom has a beautiful voice, and by singing, he's sameach, that means he can express his feelings and his simcha, that he's davening for the Rabbeinu Shloilam. Av shenoisen haidor l'Hashem yisborach, b'neime, he can thank the Rabbeinu Shloilam with an ime. Tava yala boch. So gewaldig. He was given a beautiful voice and he's using it properly. V'hu she yispalo v'koyved roish v'oimed b'aime v'yira. Avu imechavim l'ashmiya koyloi. But he wants people should hear what a beautiful voice he is. Not that the Rabbeinu Shlom he wants to be mechabed. He wants people should hear how good he knows how to daven. Hareisa megune. So that's strong. Mikomok and kol shemach betfilose leitoy moise b'mnei terze chatzibo. So what you say, a little of the Mishnah Berurah, shliach tzibo, amur dekezach the Mishnah Berurah says over here. Mi sheyesh loy kol noim, a person was gebenched with a beautiful voice. Yeranein laKodesh Baruch Hu, he should use it for a holy purpose. Use it for the Rabbeinu Shlom. V'loy sharen ones, he's a beautiful singer. Use your voice. I was given to you. Kabed Hashem b'hincha migroincha. Use it for the Rabbeinu Shlom. Imrokach, and if he spit, yekanech pivacher kach yispalo. So just like one of Mishnah Berurah, Megune, but if he does it to show off with his voice, that's not nice. Isa b'sefer chasidim, amir b'sefer chasidim. B'sho sh'rabi shimim b'gamliel yotzo l'din le'horek. that were killing Asura Rugi Malchus, or Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Benossi and Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol were both going out to get killed. So Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel asked Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol, Ochi, mitnei ma ani yoytze lahorig, why am I deserving that I'm going to get killed now? What avera did I do? Omalai. So Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol told him, Shema, imagine, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel de Nossi, he said a drosha for thousands of Talmidei Chacham, and he said a drosha, and he said, ooh, what? And the Olam was the spoil of the goyness of Shimon Gamliel. Maybe he said a drosha, v'somach libcho v'neyaneisa medivrei, that somehow you felt elevated that when I was able to be mechadish, amaloi ochi nichamtoni. I think I once heard the Manchester Rosh Yeshiva once spoke in Lakewood, and in the middle of the drosh he said, "Gaive, gaive." He was talking to himself. And yeah, that wasn't the godless of Moshe. That was something else. Yeah.
No, but this is it. Found you that
they're going to down. Yeah. No, because then you would see, not as the guy, then you would see it's so important that Rabbi Shimon wrote it down.